This is Joe Smith interviewing L.D. Smith at his house, and the date today is December the 8th, 1986. How was early transportation like?
Well, I guess it was all right. It was maybe not as convenient as it is now, but it was all right. Didn't have no heaters on your cars, no air conditioners. Breaking down all the time, but you still get around. When I was a boy, I never did have to use them, but there were still horses and wagons around. They used them for transportation.
How did you get around whenever you wanted to go to the store or something?
I walked.
How far did you have to go?
Oh, old commissary wasn't very far from where I lived. Where the old library building is now, I live just north of it. It was just a little piece from the commissary. I walked to school.
Where was the school whenever you went to school?
The grade school and high school is right where the grade school is now.
The elementary?
Elementary, whatever it is. And I walked across the railroad track and went between the alley, come out right at the school.
How far was it? About 200-300 yards? A little further?
It's further than that, probably.
Quarter of a mile?
Quarter of a mile, yeah.
Well, how old was you whenever you first started to drive or got taught how to drive?
Well, I learned to drive a T-model Ford, and it belonged to a friend of mine's brother, and he already knew how to drive. To drive a T-model, it hadn't got no gear shift. You got three pedals in the floor. One's a brake, one's a clutch, one's reverse.
Reverse?
Well, it's three pedals.
Your clutch
was on the left side and your brake on the right side, and reverse pedal was in the middle. Your gas was on the steering wheel.
Oh, that's neat.
A spark on the left side and the gas on the right side, and you'd pull it down wherever how fast you want to go. When you started off, you push in on the clutch. On the left side, there was a lever like emergency brake on some cars. You get it going, you push that down, and then you just two gears, you know, and be high gear.
What would happen whenever you'd break down or something?
Had
to go call home?
Oh, no, I wouldn't get that far from home. But if it broke down, you fixed it.
Were they real?
You could fix a T-model with most anything. Piece of wire or something.
Weren't that easy?
Oh, yeah, there wasn't nothing to them. One time, me and him had his brothers T-model. His brother was a whole lot older than we were. He was a grown man. We were just kids. So we got his T-model. We were going riding. And he had that thing wide open. He had both ears pulled down on it, spark and gas both. And we come to a curve. All the road was dirt roads then. And this curve was real sandy. Curve. And he come to that curve, and when he started turning, a T-model got what's called a radius rod. It holds the two wheels together, you know. Well, it broke, and both wheels just went, the right wheel went right, and the left wheel went left. It just stopped. That's what scared both of us. We just got out and run to the house and left it there. His brother had to come in. When he come in, he had to go get it. He liked to whoop us too. But my daddy, the first car I ever remember my daddy having was a 1929 Essex. It was put out by Hudson. It eventually turned in what they called the Terraplane. They changed the name of it from Essex to Terraplane. And eventually it wasn't nothing but Hudson. But it was just like an apple box, straight up and down. Wasn't no curves or nothing in it. Or like these new
like
cars.
Like a rectangle or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Just straight up and down. And I got in it one day, it was out in front of the house. Of course, it had a gear shift in it, stick shift. But the starter was in the floor. And to start it, you just mashed on that deal in the floor and it'd start. But there wasn't any key in it, but it was in gear. And I kept mashing on that starter till I run the car through the picket fence in front of the house. I got a whooping for that. The next car he had was an A model, and that's what I learned to drive real good by, before I could go by myself, you know.
Were they real easy to drive?
Oh, yeah, it's a clutch and a gear shift.
Yes.
Chain gear.
This one in your throat. Well, how was, you know, whenever you get around somewhere, how many people would, like that Essex, how many people would it hold in the car? Like whenever y'all go to church or something.
Well, all the front seats then was solid, just like your back seat, you know. It wasn't no split in them. And they didn't move. The backs of them didn't move. They're stationary. But you could sit three in the front, three in the back.
And they had two seats like that?
Yeah, if you had a, they had four doors and two doors.
Mm.
Most of your two doors was just coupes, you know, they didn't have but one seat.
Yeah.
And your four doors had two seats. Of course, they had, A model had a, what they call a rumble seat in it. It was outside, like where your trunk is.
Yeah.
Instead of opening up back toward the car, it opened up back towards the back of the car, and that when you opened it up, that was the back of the seat, and it had a cushion in there.
Before y'all had any cars, did y'all have any horses or anything to get around?
No, they never did have no horses. They was still around in Dieball then. A lot of people had horses and wagons that they drove around in. I couldn't ride one if I'd have had one.
Well, did you have any? Did they get you a car or anything whenever you started high school?
No.
Or did you have to get your own?
No, I didn't even get my own. I didn't have no money, and Daddy didn't either, not to buy me no car. There wasn't no money around to buy a kid a car. Besides, when I finished school, 1939, I went right on in the Army. But I didn't have no chance to get no car till I got out of service. The first car I ever bought for myself was a, I believe was a 1941 Ford, V8 Ford. And I couldn't pay for it, so I let it go back in, bought me a 33 Plymouth.
What was that red car that you had out there?
Money.
Before you sold it.
Oh, this last one?
Yeah, that little red one.
That was '68 Plymouth. And I bought the first brand new car I bought was a 50 model Pontiac.
How were they, the shaft and whatever, or the stick shift?
No, it was you had to change gears in it, all right, but it was under the steering wheel.
Not like they are now.
Some of the cars used to have what you had called overdrive. When you first started putting overdrive in them, it was just a button up on the dash and you'd pull it out. But that Pontiac, it was a straight eight. Ooh, it was a long motor. All eight cylinders were right in a row, instead of a V-type.
Well, whenever you started trucking, how was that? You get to go around to a lot of places?
Yeah, I liked that trucking. Get to go all over the different states.
See a lot of scenery and stuff.
Yeah. When I first started driving, they didn't, the company then was Southern Pine Lumber Company. They had little Chevrolet trucks.
They didn't have the big
trucks then like they do now. And you couldn't haul too big a load with them. It took you a long time to go and get back. But I liked it. I've been all over the country driving the truck. Seen a lot of things. Been a lot of places. When I drove one of those Chevrolets along, I thought that was the only truck they made. When I got that diesel, I was in hog heaven. It had a sleeper on it.
One of the back parts.
You could stop and get in it and go to sleep and lay down like you did in your bed, but those Chevrolet trucks, you couldn't do that.
Just drove all the time.
Yeah, or laid down in the seat.
Find a motel somewhere.
Well, you didn't do that either. Didn't have no money to buy no motels.
They didn't give you any money?
Not then, they didn't. You just worked from daylight to dark.
Go to sleep.
Mostly.
Waking up.
All night. You just drove so you couldn't drive no more. Now they got laws that you have to stop after 10 hours.
How was some of them places did you drive to? Did you ever get into any trouble or anything?
You mean any wrecks or?
Yeah, wrecks.
Yeah, I was in one wreck one time. Run into the back of another truck. Tore my truck up, went to sleep, drive. But there's some pretty country. I've drove in all of the southern states, most of the western states, been up to Maine, it's pretty up there. New Hampshire. But I never have been in the far west or the northwest in driving. I have not been up there, but not driving.
How long were you a driver?
Ooh. Oh, about 35 years, I guess.
You retired not long ago, weren't you? Yeah, 5 years?
3 years ago. I retired 3 years ago.
Well, Did you have lots of flats whenever you
drove out? Oh, yeah, had lots of flats.
Lots of engine trouble, stuff like that?
Not too much engine trouble. Your Chevrolet trucks, you could mostly work on them yourself. It was gasoline engine. A diesel truck didn't break down too much. If it did, it was something major, and
you'd
have to be put in the shop.
Well, they worked on them, repaired them all the time down there, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they do.
In the shop.
Little odd jobs on them. But for something major, it had to be put in a shop.
Diesel
shop.
What were some of your big rigs like? What'd you haul around all these places?
What did I haul?
Yeah.
I hauled everything they made. Lumber, particle board, fiber board, plywood, poles and posts. Even hauled rolled paper, sheetrock. Big rolls of paper that they used to cover sheetrock with. They picked that paper up in Kansas.
Bring it down here.
Took it to West Memphis, Arkansas, where Temple had a sheetrock plant. And then pick up sheetrock and bring it back to Texas.
After you got out of school, how long was it before, or after you got out of the Army, did you get a car or something to drive or something like that right after you got out of the Army, or you had to make you some money first?
Well, I had to make some money first, but you buy the car, you know, just like they do now, so much down, so much a month. I guess it was probably 6 months. I bought a second-hand Ford, 41 Ford. Where I worked, I walked to work. Walked back to dinner, go back to work at 1.
It wasn't very far from your house to where you worked.
Well, it was when I lived, after I got out of the Army. See, I was married. I got married while I was in the Army. And I lived, right about where the Baptist Church is now.
You had to walk all the
way from the mill. Every morning. Dinner, I'd walk back and eat dinner. Get to eating dinner, I'd walk back to work. We'd get off, I'd eat, and I'd walk back home.
I thought y'all used to live, whenever y'all was little kids or something like that, where the city hall is.
Well, that's the house I was born in, but it was moved
to over
from over by the old library building.
Yeah.
I don't remember when they moved it, but I was born in that house.
How'd they move it?
The company moved it, probably in sections, I imagine. And put it back together. They moved all that row of houses over across the Happy Lake.
So y'all could be close to where y'all work, stuff like that?
You mean that's why they moved the houses?
Yeah,
no, they moved the houses where they'd have
for the highways?
More room there for the plant. See, there, those houses were right up against the mill thing, huh? They made a parking lot out of
where the houses
were then, and the main gate, what the main gate used to be, I guess it still is. It's right on that row of houses we lived in.
whenever y'all ever go like out of town somewhere to go shopping, like to Houston or anywhere?
Yeah, when I was a kid, well, Daddy and Mom would go to Lufkin. We'd go, maybe go to a picture show, a silent picture show. It wasn't a talking picture show, it was silent. But if they went any way off somewhere, maybe Houston or something, would ride the train.
How'd y'all ride the train? Pay tickets and buy tickets and stuff, or just
well,
jump on it at some spot?
My daddy was a railroad man. He worked for the TSE. Yeah. And we could ride the train, even the Southern Pacific trains.
Yeah.
Free. They'd give us free pass.
To go wherever y'all wanted to?
And,
wherever the train would go to?
Yeah. Well, we didn't probably didn't go no further in Houston. You could get on the train there at the depot and go to Houston. Get on the train in Houston, come back to Dalbaugh.
Yeah, I imagine. Probably
we
had
drove.
To spend the night or something down in Houston.
Yeah,
well,
Mama had
to catch it next morning.
Mama had some people down there she'd go to bed. But
yeah,
I rode the TSE train to Lufkin all the time. In the summer when school was out, I'd go up, ride that train to Lufkin every day. Even ride in the engine. They'd let me blow the whistle.
At every little crossing?
The where?
At the little bitty crossings where the cars would go across.
They just let me blow it whenever I wanted to.
Whenever you get up to Lufkin and places, how'd you get around then? Walk?
Yeah, you'd park your car and go wherever you wanted to. You didn't have, it was all right there together then.
Yeah,
you didn't,
one of those
it wasn't spread
sections.
Out like it is now.
Whenever you get around here or something, was where everybody stayed around, was it real close? You didn't have to walk very far?
Yeah, most everything was close together. But if you wasn't going out of town somewhere, you'd walk everywhere you went. You didn't jump in the car and ride the car just to see if you'd go and visit a friend. You didn't just jump in the car and go ride, you'd walk.
Unless your parents were going to go to the store or something, you could get them to drop you off.
They walked too. After you got a little older, see, we didn't have a picture show in Dalbaugh.
I had to go to Lufkin.
After I got a little older, well, two or three of us boys would go out on the highway and hitchhike to Lufkin. Go to the show, come and hitchhike back.
Yeah. Well, whenever you wanted to go around town somewhere, did y'all have bicycles or anything like that?
No, I never did own a bicycle. I had a tricycle when I was a little fella. Daddy didn't have enough money to buy me no bicycle.
Yeah, I imagine if he had to buy you one, he'd have to buy everybody one.
Well,
if they could ride one.
At that time, my two sisters was older than me. And at that time that I had a tricycle.
They had bicycles?
No, they didn't have nothing. Your granddaddy wasn't born yet, you know.
Yeah.
So, really, he didn't have the money to buy me no bicycle, and he didn't have to buy naturally didn't have the money to buy my two sisters any bicycles either. And they was a little bit old for a tricycle when I got a tricycle. But now your granddaddy, he got a bicycle. And sometimes he'd let me ride it.
If he wanted to go with you somewhere, he'd let you pump him somewhere, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, you could do that.
Y'all didn't have skateboards or anything like that. Even whenever you were a little bit older, about at the Army or anything?
No, never heard of.
You didn't make them or anything?
Well, we had what we called a scooter. You could put one foot on it and take the other foot and push.
Yeah.
It was a two-wheel deal.
Yeah.
One wheel front, one wheel on the back. It was a flat board that you put one foot on and took the other foot and pushed it.
Did it have a handle or
anything? Yeah, it had a handle up there that you held on to.
You could go very far from them, though.
No, you get too tired pushing.
Yeah.
They had skates, but I never did own a pair.
Y'all didn't do very good on.
Well, you didn't have the only place you could skate would be when a skating rink would come to town and set up a tent or something, because there wasn't no. All the roads and everything was dirt. You couldn't hardly skate on dirt.
Unless your parents let you skate in the house around the rooms or something.
Houses was too little to skate in. Well, I made my scooter. You could buy them already made. You could take a board, just a little lumber, a little flat board. A
couple of wheels.
You could always find some kind of rollers over around the mill to put on the bottom of it. But the ones you bought would have fairly big wheels, round wheels.
Fancy
on them.
Looking.
That's made out of metal.
Like, before they come out with cars or anything, and after they, you use horses and stuff, did they have motorcycles or, mopeds or something like that, or did they come out with them later?
They had motorcycles when I was born. About the only kind I ever knew of was what they call a Harley Davidson. But they didn't have mopeds or nothing like that. Yeah.
Don't you ever got to ride any of them, plus your friends or something had them?
Yeah, I got to ride one time when I was a boy and scared me to death. A man that worked in the commissary named Jim Fuller had one, and he rode me on his one day. Right straight up the middle of the railroad track.
What happened with the
train? Well, I don't mean between the tracks, but there's two sets of tracks that come through Diboll, see. And between
those two tracks?
Between those two tracks, it was a place you could walk. We'd walk up between them. You could ride a motorcycle between them.
They didn't have 3 and 4 wheelers back there back then.
No, 4 wheelers, 3 wheelers.
Well, whenever you'd go hunting, what would you do? Take the truck or something out there?
You'd walk.
How far was it to walk? What would you do? Get up about 4 o'clock with a flashlight? Start going if you're going to get there before daylight?
Yeah, you could do that or go down and stay all night in the woods. When I was a boy, the most hunting I did was I'd walk out the TSE railroad track. I'd be going out, it'd be kind of like going out toward Pine Valley. Well, the tracks led off behind the mill and went west. Then they wheeled over there, curve, and come back into Lufkin. But we, the boys, we just walk out that railroad track, go off in the woods and hunt. You could hunt anywhere then. There wasn't no such thing as a pasture.
Or something that was posted?
No, not posted. You just hunted anywhere you wanted to. But all of that, you fishing, hunting, you walked. You didn't ride. You walked.
What about whenever you'd go to, like, somebody's birthday party, like in Lufkin that y'all knew, or something? Yeah, something like that. Like a wedding or somebody dying or something like that. Take the car?
Yeah, you'd go in the car then if you would.
Let's say we're real close, get a ride with somebody else.
Yeah, you did a lot of that. You rode with other people that had cars. A lot of people didn't have cars.